I don't know where to go with this, actually. I had something to say and then I forgot. So I'll leave it up to you guys.
Yeah, fair enough. I've got some stories.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. Ooh,
okay.
Thank you, Kieran, for sharing
some words.
No. Yeah. I do love that one of your like ongoing bits in the chat and the show is keeping us up to date with what Aldo Thaddeus is doing.
No.
Aldo Thaddeus, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Uma, you don't want to talk about one of our favorite characters?
Bro, every time Kieran sends a video of that guy, I'm just like, I'm not watching it. I tried to watch the last one. It was so painful. When he's like holding those two girls hostage with like a gun to her head.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just trying to make it in London. I'm like, nope, I'm not sitting through this.
See, if I had a superpower, it would be taking someone's unaware energy that they have and just like, you know, powering myself with it, turning it into just like renewable energy, you know, like I thrive on him and people like this not understanding that, like that just missing the mark.
We should hang on. We should, because we should not expect people who listen to this to know who Aldo Thaddeus is. We should probably explain who Aldo Thaddeus is.
You're on the bonus feed. You're a real corner spatey head. You know about the Volt rapper.
You've done your homework.
You've done your homework. You know about the guy who's like, oh, she's a conservative. Oh, she's hot. Oh.
I do want to mention two of his recent antics. But first of all, we should explain that this guy got into the headlines because he gave Volt 1 million euro.
And then he rapped about it.
And then he rapped about it.
I'm going to see how many plays he has on. I switched to YouTube Music recently. I know. I'm still bad, but not Spotify bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Still evil. Still terrible. I'm giving fucking money to Google. Whatever.
Yeah,
like,
they're all military contractors.
Aldo Thaddeus.
I need to figure out how to put our podcast on YouTube Music. Apparently, our podcast being on YouTube does not count as our podcast being on YouTube Music, and I'm pissed that that is the case. Aldo recently, his two recent antics I don't think we've said on the podcast is, one, he faked signing a deal with Universal Music Group. Shooting a bunch of videos and taking photos, being like, I made it, I've signed with Universal Music Group. And just like paid for a bunch of people who could pass as a higher up manager at Universal Music to do a photo with him in a co-working space.
His single is called Universal Music, yes.
I do want to admit, I believed it was real. I did not realize it was fake. Because I was like, I think you could probably
buy your way in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Like, that's the thing of that. Then the amount of people that you see that'll have like 1,000 listeners and be like, I just signed with Sony, you know, is a thing. Yeah.
I would have believed it as well, because it's like, okay, clearly this guy comes from money. His dad is bankrolling, or mom are bankrolling his quote unquote career, whatever the fuck this is. So I would have, I believed it. I believed it as well. I was like, oh yeah, he just bought his way in. Obviously, I didn't believe it because of his sheer amount of talent amazing voice.
Yeah.
But
please, listener, respect us in that much at least.
we're not.
He didn't get it through merit.
No, of course. It's not even it's that thing of like, trust us, it's bad. Just straight bad. Not the kind of bad that, ooh, I enjoy this, it's fun. It just sucks.
It's just really bad. The second thing that he did is he started doing videos with an Ed Sheeran impersonator.
Oh my god, and calling him Ed and shit. Like, acting like he's like the real Ed Sheeran.
Hashtag Ed Sheeran on all those videos as
Oh my god.